Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
You might remember last week I spoke to parents, one caller in particular, Eleanor, who got in touch to tell us about her struggle trying to get her child a spot on the local school bus.
And here I am again, instead of preparing for me to go back to work, I'm preparing to hand my resignation in because I have nobody to take my son to school. So I have three children. Two, I was at home for the majority of their primary school with the two elder girls. They now go to a school that's out of the kilometre range, so they are entitled and eligible for a bus ticket, so they're no longer a problem. Mm. But my son, who goes to the local Gael school in Mornington, County Meath, falls out of the distance criteria by, I think, something like 0.2 of a kilometre. And he is the last child to get on the bus to the school, and he's the first child that gets off. And again, we are deemed concessionary because of the distance criteria.
Yeah, so that's Eleanor, and plenty more listeners getting in touch with us over the weekend. Email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Kenny is with me on the line today because, Kenny, you've no school bus ticket for your two children in County Galway.
Hi, Andrea.
How are you doing?
That is the situation for me. This is my fourth year going through this process. When my son first joined school, we didn't have a school bus ticket, so there was a private bus at that time in 2024. That private bus was pulled because it wasn't financially viable for that company, and we had no bus. And we started this campaign back then in 2024 to try and get a school bus put on with our local representatives at the time. We didn't get a school bus put on in that 2024 year, but the following year a new route was put on. So last year, my two kids and all the other kids in the community did have a school bus going from Clarenbridge Bridge in County Galway out to Hathenry. However, this year, while that route still exists, that new route that was put on, it's now massively oversubscribed again, and the community in Clarenbridge don't have a bus to Athenry. So we estimate about 33 kids, including my two, don't have a route to Athenry this
year. You've become a kind of a bus inspector, nearly, Kenny, by default in the local community trying to navigate this.
Absolutely. And, you know, between me and lots of other parents, we've had to try and learn what these rules are and learn how to try and navigate around them. And unsuccessfully in some cases, you know, we're not getting a huge amount of response from the ministers responsible for this. We want a school bus put on for us this year, but we also want a long-term solution. We cannot continue to go through this problem year after year. And given that the nearest school to us is massively oversubscribed and does not take kids from our village, we have no option. All we can see is this happening year after year unless there's a change in the policy.
You see, this is the thing, because the current policy states that children can only get a place on the bus if they attend their nearest school. But I take it from what you're saying, in County Galway, your nearest school is oversubscribed.
Massively oversubscribed, and their most recent data, which is 24-25 for admissions to that school, they only offered three places to children from our community. So we're fifth on the category list to get applications to that school, and they're already about 175 oversubscribed. So really, we don't have a chance, and we don't have any chance to get into that school for the upcoming years. So those rules are completely not fit for purpose. There has been a transport review 2030 that was completed in 2023, and it advised that this rule should be completely gotten rid of and new transport rules assigned, but nothing has happened there.
Now, Oline is with us on the line. Kenny, stay with me for a minute. You're in a similar position, is that right? Your son has no bus ticket for this academic term.
Yes, correct. That's correct, Andrea. We are in a very similar situation. And I can tell you that my son is going into first year in a secondary school in Athenry, but this is not by his choice. This is simply because we couldn't get a place in a local school in Oranmore where we live. So the only secondary school in Oranmore, as Kenny said, is massively oversubscribed. And my son's primary school wasn't prioritized for admission. So getting a place came down to a lottery that we didn't win.
So what's your option? What are you going to do then, Alina? Like, how will you get him to school?
I'm going to say we are in a very difficult position, Andrea, because my son has no place in this nearest school. and we have no bus to get to the school he was accepted into. Both my husband and I, we work full-time. We have very busy schedules. We have a younger daughter with her own school routine. Driving to Offenrye twice a day is not realistic for us, and it will put a lot of additional burden on our family. So for now, I think we're going to adjust our work schedules as much as we can, but this is not a sustainable solution in the long term. So we want to call for an action on the Department of Education. We need to find a better solution for such a big community and so many kids who were left without tickets this year.
And like, you're basically having to kind of, you're paying for private bus really operator, aren't you? There's a substantial cost, I'm sure, Olina, to that as well, of trying to actually provide the bus service that you'd pay for it yourselves. I mean, there is a cost to that. Can you hear me okay, Olina? You can? No, we'll try.
Yes. We estimated the cost is going to cost us around 15 euro per day per child. And as you can imagine, there are some families that have a few kids and it adds up to a substantial amount of money for them just to make sure that the kids can get to school, which should be absolutely equal access to all kids in Ireland. So we don't understand why we are treated differently, why we cannot get access to such a basic thing as a school bus and make sure that our kids can get safely on a daily basis.
We've been in touch with the Department of Education and Bus Éireann in relation to this. And to be fair, I suppose, Kenny, like Bus Éireann, they operate the scheme on behalf of the Department of Education and Youth. Like it's their, I suppose, their system, their policy. We contacted them today. They've come back to us now with a statement to say, in cases where the nearest school is full, eligibility for school transport will be considered based on the distance that a child resides from their next nearest school, having regard to ethos and language. To establish that the nearest school is full, parents must provide the following school transport section to the department for consideration. It's an application for enrolment that was made within the deadline dates and a letter from the school authorities confirming that the schools were full at the time of application. So that's the department's response, Kenny, in relation to this at the moment.
Yeah, so a couple of things with that, Andrew. So firstly, the school transport rules don't align with schools' admissions policies at all. So some of the schools in Clarenbridge are feeder schools to the schools that are in Athenry. Now, parents' first responsibility is to get education for their children and to get enrolment in secondary school. So they apply through the feeder school system to those schools in Athenry. So those two systems don't align at all. The second thing with that point is that there is no capacity in Oranmore, and children in Clarenbridge don't get into the Oranmore school. So having to apply to the nearest school, knowing that you're not going to get a place to it, it's just ridiculous. It creates additional admin both for parents and for the school itself and for the appeals processes related to that. So emphasising that rule is frankly just ridiculous. We know that those rules, and the department itself in its transport report have said that those rules shouldn't apply. So while Bus Éireann, you know, it is in their remit, I suppose, to comply with those rules, it's up to the Department of Transport and to the Minister to recognise that those rules are completely not fit for purpose and need to be changed immediately, and school buses need to be provided for these kids.
The Minister of State of the Department of Education, Michael Moynihan, has said that the scheme, like acknowledging how important it is for parents and families, and that the department is going to make an informed decision about any changes that are made. Have you had much response yet from the ministers?
So we haven't had any response from Minister Moynihan or Minister Nocton, although we have requested to meet them. So the only response that I've heard from Minister Moynihan was in relation to an interview on RTÉ Radio yesterday, where we weren't present. But, I mean, take what he said yourself and think about it. So if they're going to make an informed decision, what does that mean? They've already been informed since 2023 on the transport review policy. So they have been informed what the issues are. So I don't know what that means. They need to start ticking.
Yeah, whether a decision would be made in the transport. Yeah, whether there would be perhaps potentially some change to the transport policy. I mean, that seems to be the only thing that's going to work for you and Olina and the parents of the other 33 odd children that are left with no bus.
Yeah, I think so. But that's the long term solution. We also need an immediate term solution for the kids that are going to school next week and the week
after. Is next week they're back, Kenny? Is it?
First years, I think, are back next year, next week, and then maybe the following week, then the following year.
And how
back.
Have you thought about, like, just in terms of kind of scrambling to get them to school every day? Have you logistically? Look,
this is kind of Groundhog Day for us, because we've done this a couple of years ago when we'd no bus and went through this campaign. And so what we're doing, so both my wife and I work with a lot of US colleagues, so afternoons are really busy with calls and kind of US time. So we scramble really and try and arrange carpools, try and arrange lifts with other people, share it, and all of that kind of stuff. So it ends up being the community trying to work out school transport for all of the kids, and it's an unnecessary stress.
And I'm sure, Alina, for your own son that's starting secondary school, so there's a whole load of kind of stress, you know, that comes with that, and I'm sure he's nervous about that without kind of the stress now of having to wonder how you're actually going to get there.
Absolutely. He's asking me every day, do we have a bus, Mom? What is going to happen? And I don't have an answer. I don't have an answer for him. What are we going to do? And we are in a very difficult situation. And I don't think that families like ours can wait for another review or years of reviews for those policies to be changed that may not be fully implemented until 2030. We actually need something right now. We need a working solution today.
Bus Éireann tell us that for the school year, for the 2025-2026 school term, they provided transport for over 181,000 students nationwide. Over 130,000 tickets have been issued for the mainstream pupils for this coming academic term, and will continue to issue. They'll continue to issue tickets as well over the coming weeks. Kenny, Olina, thanks a million to you both for joining us. Do keep us posted, Kenny, in the next few days as to, well, what actually happens, or if there's any change to the situation. And if you want to share your own story with us, drop us an email. It's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on Newstalk. Conversation that counts.